It is time now for business. Ko Taku Hoa Inaianei, ko Nona Peltier, who's here to talk all things business. What's this about the pet food industry, Nona? It's going gangbusters at the moment.
Well, it would seem so. Our pet food is in big demand. And we had recently, back in May, there was a company called KKR that bought a Christchurch-based pet food company called Natural Pet Food for an undisclosed sum. And then Scales, which is also known as an Apple company, also recently did very well with their pet food division, and it reported strong growth for that in the past year. And now today, a company called Fountain Vest Partners, which is Chinese investors, are going to buy Ziwi Peak for an undisclosed price. Now, while it's undisclosed, the speculation is it's about $1.5 billion is what the purchase price has been. We can't confirm that. But in any case, the money that is going that way is going to be used to help expand the business within New Zealand. It's going to retain staff, and they're going to look at buying another building another factory in Napier. That company has got sales of something like $50 million a year. And the Pet Food Industry Association, yes, there is one, they think that the industry itself is worth about $150 billion a year, and that local sales were about $500 million in the last year. So there you go. It's one of those things that we do well, apparently.
And Nona, ongoing lockdown is behind a significant drop in the services sector. Not unexpected, but what do the numbers show?
Oh, it's pretty dismal, really. In July, we had expansion. So anything above 50 indicates expansion. So in July, we had 55.9. In August, we had 35.6, and that's a 20.3-point fall. That's huge. Now, it's not as bad as it was when we went through our first lockdown back in 2020, but it's still pretty bad. I mean, it's affected the sales activity, of course, deliveries, new orders, stock inventories, and so on. What else would you expect? However, the employment has held up relatively well at 49.2. So not in expansion, but really not deeply negative either. And with this lockdown restrictions lifting in Auckland, hopefully that's going to help the sector. Certainly, we should start to see more of the services sector opening up. Not all of them, of course, but never mind. It's better than completely closed.
And what numbers have you got for us from the market today?
Look, our market was a little bit weaker. We fell 0.4%, but that's because Hong Kong, for example, had a really deep slide. The Chinese markets were closed, but there's real concern there about some of the Chinese economic numbers. And so 0.4% fall, 56 points to 13,179, not too bad compared with, say, a 4% fall in Hong Kong. New Zealand dollar, it's trading at 70.2 US cents, 97.1 Australian, and 51.2 pence.
Thanks, Nona.